Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, we completed the six levels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in Suratul Mu'minun. Six qualities that if someone takes them upon themselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them a place in Jannatul Firdaus. Jannatul Firdaus is a very special place. In some narrations it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jannatul Firdaus with His own hands. And so when we say the creation with His own hands, it means that it is the most beautiful location that a person can ever imagine. It is the Qudrat of Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have designed Jannatul Firdaus. So khair, the Quran speaks about the six levels and then Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Then Allah will give them Jannatul Firdaus. Therein they will stay eternally. There are also other different a'mals, actions, which are very, very simple. But unfortunately, shaitan plays the game with us and we become absent-minded. And very often we miss out from the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So for an example, in one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when the muazzin gives adhan, and when he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, you also repeat the same statement, the same kalam of the muazzin, and follow the muazzin, follow whatever he is saying. And so when he says Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-fala, you can even say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-fala, along with La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then after the kalimat of adhan, if you know the dua, read the dua. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadan al-wasila al-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'adta innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. This dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if somebody reads this dua, wajabat shafa'ati, my shafa'at becomes wajib. Now imagine how easy it is. And the promise of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam that my shafa'at becomes wajib on that person. And so we must never ever miss out from this opportunity. Also the ladies at home, they should try to keep the receiver switched on. What should they do? The receiver should be switched. So they also have this opportunity. People who are at home, they can Hear this. And nowadays it's so important, because nowadays you will find that shaitan and jinns and sihr and hasad and all sorts of evil sometimes that is out there, even in the rooms, even in the house. When the adhan is read, when the muadhin says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, that has an effect. If there are any shayateen inside, then in the hadith it comes that the shaitan, when they hear the words of adhan, they run away. So mashaAllah, even if adhan is read 5 times a day, and if there are women who are going to follow the words of the adhan and read this dua, then a person becomes so close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that exclusively Huzur alayhi salam will take him to Jannah. So this is an opportunity that we should never ever miss out from. If you come to the masjid for Maghrib Salah, make sure the muadhin is giving adhan, repeat the words and read the dua. If you don't know the dua, then have it on your mobile phone. Have it on your mobile phone. Or have a kitab in your pocket. You know, matter, dekhi, tahdees bin ni'mat, Allah save us, I'm not showing off. But I'm just saying, nowadays technology and things are so simple. You want to read the Quran, you don't even need the whole Quran. You've got Quran's 5 paras. What is it? 5 paras. Read as much as you want. Just take it out from your pocket and that's it, Bismillah. There is small, small du'as, daily du'as. So all these du'as, mashallah, if a person is continuously reading it, a time will come, mashallah, he will memorize it. Everything becomes easy. If we have that zeal. That zeal is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq. Another very important action, and inshallah, I just want to speak about certain important contents. I want to touch on 3 hadiths of Huzur alayhi salam. One beginning ayats of Suratul Waqiyah, and then just to conclude so that we understand. Another very important amal is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. A sahabi whose name is Hazrat Rabi' bin Ka'b al-Aslami. Rabi' bin Ka'b al-Aslami. This man was the khadim of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. He was from Madinatul Munawwara. And he is also from the Ashabi Suffa. So from amongst the students of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so he says, Kuntu abitu ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fa'atihi wadhu'ahu wa hajatihi. I used to spend the night with Huzur alayhi salam, as in I would await for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come out from his hujra, and I was there to attend him as an attendant, as a khadim. Wadhu'ihi wa hajatihi, and I would give him the saman, the water bowl, miswak, chappal, whatever he would require for the wudu. And everything that was of his necessity, everything of his hajat. One day, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam saw me, that this man is always awake and always there to do my khidmat. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Rabi' salni. Ajib, subhanallah. Allah's Nabi said to him, ask me whatever you want and Allah will give you. Blank check. Ask me whatever you want so that Allah can salli. Hazrat Rabi'a, subhanallah, if we had the brains of Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in today, where we would be? Subhanallah al-Azim. Genius. And he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, you are asking me to ask you? Okay. As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. I am asking your companionship in Jannah with you. Like how I am your khadim here, I want to do the same khidmat for you in. When Huzur alayhi salam heard this, oh ho, Could anyone ask for anything better than this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Awa ghayra dhalik, are you sure? Do you want something else besides this? Huwa dhaka. No. This is what I am asking for. You said, and this is what I want. What a big ask. You know, look at the zeros that he is putting on the check. Now, how many zeros can you put? I want your companionship in Jannah. And so Huzur alayhi salam will have the highest platform in Jannah, the highest level. You have different stages, of course. So one name of Jannah is Jannah. Jannatul Adan, Jannatul Na'im, Jannatul Khuld, Darul Ma'wa. And there are so many. Darul Salam, Darul Khuld, Jannatul Maqami Adan. So you have different names that are mentioned in the books of Ahadith. And the highest level is where Huzur alayhi salam will be. Al-Wasila is one section. And he's saying, O Nabi of Allah, I should be your Khadim. Now Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, what you have asked me is something that is very, very big. And as I said, inshaAllah ta'ala, I pray to Allah, Allah gives you that opportunity. But then Huzur alayhi salam, just to assist the ummah also later on, and to give the ummah the opportunity to reach that level, he said, فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَسْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Do me one favor in dunya, help yourself to help me, that you enter Jannah with me, and you get the same Jannah that Allah gives me, that you do a lot of sajda, sujood in dunya. You do a lot of sujood. Sujood is something that Allah loves, sajda. And so here the ulama are saying, your farz namaz is your farz namaz. But one should try not to miss out also from the nawafil. Every opportunity that is given to you. You might be in your room sitting, and you've got wudu, you've done ghusl, and you're just sitting there. If you want, you can sit and pray nafal. Even sit and pray. How comfortable is that? Say you're not in the mood and you feel tired, or your body is aching. Just say something is happening to you. Nafal. And the Qibla is in front of you. This is your bed or your stool or your chair or wherever you are. Downstairs, upstairs. And the opportunity is there. All you need is wudu. Even while sitting you can read your nawafil. How beautiful is that? How easy is it is. Just for a person just to sit and read nawafil. And so, if you do more sajda, this will give you the opportunity that insan enters Jannah and the highest level of Jannah. So two things. One is to make adab of Adhan. Make adab of Adhan. Adhan is a symbol of Islam. Adhan is the symbol of Islam. Very, very important. So, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Nowadays, mashallah, in Leicester, we can even hear the adhan outside. So, mashallah, follow the words. Whenever you get an opportunity, even if you can hear one adhan in your 24 hours, make it a must. Listen to it. Don't let shaitan drift you away, drift you elsewhere in a different direction. He's trying to divert you to a different section. So these are the two things. Your nawafil are important. Nowadays you will find that there is also this disease amongst the ummah. So many people just perform their farz namaz and walk out. Now if they pray their sunnah at home, good and well. Alhamdulillah. But if they don't and they just think that, you know what, I'm just praying my farz namaz and that is it. My farz namaz and that is it. Allahu Akbar. Then a person is a loser. So you must make sure you have a spare wheel in your car. And that spare wheel on the day of Qiyamah is your extra amal that you do. That you can easily take out. And in this modern world, my respected brothers, if you want your iman to be saved, and if you want to tread the straight path, make it a must that once in a week in my locality, I will sit and listen to a bayan. Those who have this habit, their iman will be very, very strong. Their intellect will be very strong. Their heart will be very strong. And those who don't listen, Allah save them. Because the greatest asbab is this. The greatest asbab today is only this. Because individually a person is performing salah, that is his individual effort. Anybody who is doing anything, that is his individual effort. But when a person is listening, that means 24 hours every week, there is new things that enters into his system, and mashallah, his islah, he is reforming himself, he is making himself very, very strong. What is he doing? He is making himself very, very strong. It's very ajeeb. Allahu Akbar. And I'm not saying just listen to me, I'm saying to anybody. MashaAllah, we have other mashayikh in Leicester. And if you can go there and you feel that you are benefiting there, go there. Any alim. As long as you are listening, MashaAllah. Anyway, you listen to the Quran and Sunnah, that is beneficial. And I say this with my heart. Abhi, what happened? MashaAllah, Hafiz Mumtazul Haq Sahab came. Brothers, you remember? Hafiz Mumtazul Haq Sahab came. MashaAllah, what a lovely bayan he did. So I also sat here. And after bayan, I was just looking at the congregation. I would say 90% of the faces were new to me. What is it? As in the people who never sit for bayan. The people who never sit for the bayan. 90%, it was quite a lot. And then after the bayan, countless people came to me. Oh, Mali Sahab, what a lovely bayan. And indeed it was a lovely bayan. And what beautiful talk and what information and what. So you know what, I was sitting with my wife and I was saying to her, I said, it's very ajeeb, you know. In fact, I even spoke to Maulana Imran Sahab about it. I said, the contents which he touched, I touched 8 years ago. What is it? I touched 9-10 years ago about, you know, Jesus and the similarities between Moses and this and that. But you know what the problem is? Because people don't sit. What is it? People don't sit. And when people don't sit, and then they sit all of a sudden, once in a very blue moon, they are excited. Oh, ho, 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 bhai, kya baat hui ajeeb. And then after that, again, rafu chakkar. What happened? Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers. This is the problem. This is the problem with the ummah. It's the same thing. Hum Urdu mein kehte hain, ghar ki murgi dal barabar. Yeah. Had I gone to London, for an example, and they, bichara, the local imam, must be doing all the programs, and Sheikh Hafiz Mumtaz, he tells me himself, he goes, Maulana, where I do imamah, they are only our Somalian brothers, and I try to tell them, please come and sit, but it's quite a difficult flock. It's quite a difficult flock. So when I go out, I get a bigger audience. I say, mashallah. He said, but that is what happens. You know, when you go out somewhere, and then people will listen to you and they'll say, oh, Maulana Sindhi, what a lovely bayan. Halake, there is a great possibility. Bichara, your local imam must have spoken the same so many times, but people did not listen. And so Allah give all of you Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. For you to take out time, for you to commit yourself, for you to listen. Bhai, mujhe kuch nahi milega. Mujhe to sawab milega. Kya milega? Sawab milega. It is not about name, it is not about fame, and Allah save us from takabbur. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us from takabbur. But what it is fikr of the ummah. What is it? Fikr of the ummah. The only way for a person is when he gets into the habit that every time you listen to the bayans. I am indebted to my father who is sitting here and my grandfather. When I was very, very young, my father and my grandfather used to take us for tafsir of the Quran every week. And in those days, I didn't even know Urdu as such. You know, itni Urdu to hamari wo aisi bhi nahi thi, because some of the scholars, their Urdu was mixed with Farsi. And Allah is my witness, till today I benefit of my teen years. Till today. Allahu Akbar. What great days it was to sit in the company of the scholars and for them to talk about the Quran and Hadith. And that is why istiqamat is very important in listening to the bayans. What is it? Not one day people come, then after 3 weeks people gaib, and then one day you come. Faida happens when you are regularly. What happens? Regularly. The student who comes regularly, he will pick up Nahwa Sarf, Tarjuma of the Quran, very fast. Very, very quickly. Because there's effort. And effort, Allah opens the door of rahmat and barakat. So it is 45 minutes, 50 minutes, but mashallah, there will be something that you will listen that will help you, subhanallah, all the time. That will help you all the time. Never know. Never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you might have heard something that will help you in your future or to make a decision or even towards the death. So this sahabi, Allah's Nabi said to him, do a lot of sujood. And then there is another incident in the books of Ahadith. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an says that there was something amazing that happened. We were in the company of Huzur alayhi salam in the masjid. So whenever he would sit, all the sahaba would come and the masjid was full. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would give us advice and nasiha and speak. This was the faida. So once he said, he pre-warned us and he said, look, listen to me. Suno ghorse. Very soon somebody will come from the entrance. Huwa min ahlil jannah. He is one from the people of Jannah. Sahaba were waiting. And then all of a sudden this Ansari Sahabi. In fact, his name is not even registered in the literal hadith where we see this hadith of Anas bin Malik. The name is not even there. So he comes, we know that he is a Madani Sahabi Ansari, and he comes and he sits. And what is mentioned is that his beard was wet. His beard was. So he did wuzu and the wuzu trace was on the beard. And so the beard was wet. That is all it comes. He came, he sat, and he didn't even know what Huzur alayhi salam said. And then the next day again, Huzur alayhi salam says, wait, somebody will come. He is from Jannah. So we were thinking maybe another person. Lo, behold, the same man comes for the second time. He comes. And then for the third day, Huzur alayhi salam said, somebody will come, he's a person from Jannah. The same man comes. Can you imagine? 3 times in 3 days, Huzur alayhi salam is giving Jannah to one man. Now, Abdullah ibn Umar was there, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He said that, you know what, I have to find out what is so special about this man. What is so special about this? So he says that I followed him on his tracks. We went home and I knocked on the door and I says, you know what? He says, in the hadith it comes, he says, you know what? I've had a bit of an argument with my family and my mom and dad. And so is it okay if I stay with you for a few days? Who's going to refuse? He's the son of who? Umar ibn al-Khattab. They knew him. Abdullah ibn Umar, you know, an elite sahabi. So, Hazrat, of course, you know, this house belongs to you. He goes, no, during the day I will do my works, but I just want to stay with you for 3 days. So for 3 days, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar is marking him, seeing him, what he does, what is so special about him in the night. Now Abdullah ibn Umar would wake up for tahajjud. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar is saying, it is quite amazing, this man doesn't even wake up for tahajjud. He doesn't even wake up for tahajjud, can you imagine? So he says, first I was thinking this man will be awake all night. No tahajjud. In fact, the most what I saw is that in the night he woke up and he started to shake. And then when his eyes opened, he did tasbih. What did he do? Tasbih. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. Allah give us the tawfiq that we do tasbih. And not switch on to your WhatsApp to see who's messaging me in the night. Do tasbih. So he goes, after 3 days, I said to him that I want to tell you the truth. It was all an excuse, and I have no issues with my family. But for 3 consecutive days, Huzur alayhi salam has been distributing Jannah to you. And I am amazed and wondering, you know, what is so special, but I just can't identify that diamond cut inside you. The diamond cut inside? What is that main feature that makes you different? So this Sahabi Bichara simply, he said, Wallahu alam, you know, Allah knows best, but I'm so happy that Huzur alayhi salam said this about me. And then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar was leaving. So this Sahabi said, Hazrat, if you come in, I just want to say something. There is one thing what I always do. And he says, what, tell me? He says that before I go to sleep in the night, I cleanse my heart. I cleanse my heart. And I say to Allah that in my heart I have no grudge and no hasad, jealousy, for anyone from my Muslim brothers and sisters. And I would look at my heart and I would do maaf, totally maaf. What is it? If something had happened, but by night I would make sure it is maaf and I would hold no grudge. I have no grudge for anyone, no ill feelings about anyone. Min ahlil muslimin, from amongst the muslimin. Li ahadim min al muslimin. His words are li ahadim min al muslimin. From anyone from amongst the Muslim community. There is no ghash. And there is no wala ahsudu hasadan. And there is no hasad. I don't have no hasad. As Abdullah ibn Umar said, Bas. This action and this amal is the one that has given you Jannat 3 times in 3 days. This is how great this amal is. So alhamdulillah, you know, Allah has given us an opportunity. There are many ways for us to enter Jannatul Firdaus. Unfortunately today what we think, oh, my name is Muhammad, Yusuf, Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Ibrahim, and my name is Muslim, and you know, for sure, you know, I will enter Jannah. Some even take that daring step. Allah save us. Some even take that daring step. Allah save us. They might even think that it's okay. You know what? Agar kuch punishment hua, to punishment hua. But then I will still go to Jannah. Allah save us. The question is not that. The question is, at the time of death, do you take Iman with you or not? That is the question. It's not about your name. It's not about the position that you hold. It's not about what you are doing. But the question is, everything boils up to that time. That am I going to secure this gift, this Iman, and take it with me in Qabr? Anybody who does that, by the mercy of Allah, he is father. He is kamyab. He is kamyab. And so that is Jannatul Firdaus. Now before Jannatul Firdaus, if we look at Suratul Waqi'ah. Suratul Waqi'ah is an amazing surat. Somebody who wants to be rich. Somebody who wants to be rich. Then he must read Suratul Waqi'ah every day. What should he do? Read Suratul Waqi'ah every day. Allah will open the doors of rizq for him. Allah will open the doors of risk for him. Read Suratul Waqi'ah every day before going to sleep, and you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a very lucrative earning. Allah will give you barakat. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the very beginning ayat, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً خَافِدَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ. When judgment day shall come, there shall be none to reject its advent. There shall be none to reject its advent. لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَ. Koi isko juthla nahi sakta. There is none that can reject or deny its advent. The day of judgment will come. You see, today, sometimes I meet certain people who are not Muslims, and you speak to them of the day of judgment, they say, oh, the day of judgment, I don't believe in the day of judgment. People don't believe on the day of Akhirah, the day of judgment. Why? Because they want to make themselves happy. So that if there is no day of judgment, there is no hisab kitab. So shaitan makes them happy. So you just put this day out of your life. And the Quran brings this day so that you remember. And then Allah says, خَافِدَةُ الرَّافِعَةُ. On that day, some will be holding a very high position, and some will be lowered. رَافِعَةُ, high. خَافِدَةُ, low. Some will be lowered and some will be very high. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّ وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّ فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّ. And Allah says, when the earth shall shake, and it will shake in such a way, like how an earthquake hits the earth. So the earth shall convulge, and it will start shaking, and the mountains will be shattered, like dust, scattered dust. Haba'a mumbatha, it means scattered dust. So there is dust everywhere. Fakanat haba'a mumbatha. And now Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. And now you will be in three groups. You will be in three groups. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be three groups. مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Allah says, the people of the right, how excellent are the people of the right. And then, مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And then the people of the left, how wretched are the people of the left. And then Allah says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. And the forerunners are the forerunners. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And they are from the مُقَرَّبِينَ. They are very, very close to Allah. So three groups of people. One will be the simple Muslims, but they will be the people of the right. And then one will be the overall kuffar that will be there. They are the people of the left. And then the elite. So elite, we are talking about Anbiya alayhimu salam, the Shuhada, Sahaba, Awliyaullah, those who would never sin and never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their darja will be very, very high. So these are the three categories. Now in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that on the day of Qiyamah, this hadith is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Adam alayhi salam. Who is Adam alayhi salam? The first man, the first man. Now remember I said that Allah created Jannatul Firdaus with His hands. In some riwayat it is also said, with Jannatul Firdaus Allah also created the Arsh, the Kursi, and Adam alayhi salam with His hands. Adam alayhi salam with His hands. So insan is very beautiful. Insan is very, very beautiful. Subhanallah. Allah will call Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam will come, and Allah will say to him, right Adam, from your children, take a group out that are destined for Jahannam. That are destined for Jahannam. Adam alayhi salam will say, Bari ta'ala, how many are destined for Jahannam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Adam alayhi salam, select 1,000, and from 1,999 will be thrown in Jahannam. Oho. Select 1,000. I can see even the faces here. It's doom and gloom. 1,000 and throw 999 in hellfire. When Sahaba heard of this, they put their faces down and they were saying, Ya Allah, demoralized, Ya Allah. What is this? What is happening? Then Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said to Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in that the 999 are from Yajuj and Majuj. Are from Yajuj and Majuj. So imagine Yajuj and Majuj, they will come, and how many they will be in numbers, that from 1,999 is thrown of them, because they are people of kufr, they will be thrown in. And then Huzur alayhi salam gave basharat to you and I. What an honor it is that we follow Huzur alayhi salam. And he said, Alhamdulillah, one quarter of Jannah will be filled with my ummah. One quarter of Jannah will be filled with my ummah. Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, Allahu Akbar. They were happy. When they said, Allahu Akbar, then Huzur alayhi salam said, Alhamdulillah, one third of Jannah will be filled with my ummah. Subhanallah. How many? One third. They said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And then Huzur alayhi salam said, half of Jannah will be filled with my ummah. half of Jannah will be filled with my Ummah. Then the rest of humanity that came. Soche zara. And then in another hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me, 70,000 from my Ummah will enter Jannah without Hisab Kitab. Without Hisab Kitab. 70,000. When this Basharat and glad tidings was given to Huzur alayhi salam, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam put a request to Allah and he says, Ya Allah, increase that. What is it? Increase that. And look at the increase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Huzur alayhi salam, from the 70,000 that will go to Jannah without Hisab Kitab, each one from the 70,000 will take another 70,000 from your Ummah. How beautiful is that? Each one from the 70,000 will take another 70,000 from your Ummah. This is, subhanallah, the honor that Allah has given Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in the hadith it comes, and this is sahih hadith. Shaykh Albani has said this is sahih. It's in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Ahlul Jannati 20 mi'atu saffin. That on the day of Qiyamah, remember the three groups will be when they come out from the graves. And when will the day of Qiyamah be? When will the day of Qiyamah be? Nobody really knows when the day of Qiyamah will be. Some people talk about 10th of Muharram and things like that. But what is mentioned in the hadith is that it will be a Friday. What will it be? Friday. That is why besides insan, every creation of Allah fears the day of Friday. That is it going to be the day of Qiyamah? And Huzur alayhi salam said that the best of the days that Allah has created, that Allah has given you is Yawmul Jumu'ah. Fihi khulika Adam wa fihi qubidha. On Friday Allah created Adam alayhi salam. On Friday Adam alayhi salam passed away. Wa fihi nafkhatu sur. And the day of Qiyamah will also be on a Friday. The day of Qiyamah will also be on a Friday. And so what will happen is that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, people who will enter Jannah, there will be 120 rows. How many rows? Safs. How big will that saf be? Allah knows. Allah knows. That one day is 50,000 years long. And so you can imagine, mahshar, all of humanity will be standing there. But for Jannah, there will be 120 sufuf. How many safs? 120 safs. And then Huzur alayhi salam said, from 120, 80 safs is for my Ummah. 80 safs is for my Ummah. Imagine, this is the barakat of being an Ummati of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the truth is, my respected brothers, that if we want to enter Jannah, then we need to make sure we have connection with this man, Muhammad Mustafa Mustaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to study his life and to follow his sunnah, to follow him and to listen everything about him and to study him and to love him, because Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, on the day of Qiyamah, that person will be with me who loves me. That person will be with me who loves me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that mashallah we make mehnat and we focus and aim very, very high. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives us Jannatul Firdaus. We should show this desire and show this muhtaji that Allah, this is what I want. Allah, give me Jannatul Firdaus and ask Jannat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah should save us from Jahannam, hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can shut your eyes and concentrate and inshallah think that the heart is doing the dhikr of Allah and taking the name of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم. يا الله جنة الفردوس کا مضمون چل رہا ہے. اللہ کریم قرآن کریم کی آیات کی برکت سے یا اللہ تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں یا اللہ ہم سب کو جنت الفردوس دے دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کو جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ان لوگوں میں سے بنا دے جو بلا حساب کتاب جنت میں داخل ہوں گے. اللہ کریم دنیا میں ہمارے ساتھ عافیت کا معاملہ فرما. موت کے وقت یا اللہ ہم کلمہ پڑھ سکیں. یا اللہ قبر بھی ہماری جنت والی ہو, عالم برزخ جنت والی ہو, میدان حشر میں بھی عافیت ہو, اللہ کے رسول کے ساتھ ہم جنت میں داخل ہو جائیں. اللہ کریم, اللہ کریم, جو ہم نے گناہ کیے ہیں صدق دل کے ساتھ ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں. نستغفرک و نتوب الیک. سمعنا و اطعنا, غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر. برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.